Hello from North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is a phonology report for the week of January 25th, 2025. My name is Esther, and I'm your phonologist for the week. Ms. Ralph noticed that on Monday, January 27th, the old North Shore Road was almost completely covered in snow and ice. But due to warmer weather, on Wednesday, January 29th, the old North Shore Road was only 5% covered in snow and ice. On January 24th, Helen noticed that the clouds formed a ring around the earth. On Tuesday, January 28th, Ski Club went skiing at Spear Mountain, and it was unusually warm. We thought that the conditions would be bad because it was so warm, but we were wrong. Skiing turned out to be really good. On Thursday, January 30th, Ms. Urban checked the weather station at North Shore Community School, and it was 34 degrees at 12:15. Due to warm, wet temperatures, she spent the rest of the day teaching EE without her gloves or jacket. Colton saw a boil owl in his yard in the oak tree on the third branch. On Monday, January 27th, Miss Pearson Evans heard a barred owl hooting outside her house in Duluth. On Thursday, January 30th, Miss Pearson Evans saw a great gray owl on the roadside on her way to school. During the month of January, sky gazers will be able to see four planets in one view. And come February, the parade will only expand. NASA says after dark, throughout the month of January, you will be able to see Venus, Saturn, Jupiter, and Mars. Venus and Saturn will appear in the southwest of the sky. Jupiter will appear overhead, and Mars will rise in the east. Uranus and Neptune will also be there, but they won't be as bright and visible without a telescope. So-called planetary parades are not super rare, according to NASA, but they don't happen every year. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.